Right. Yeah, both of them actually are control based. One is seeking dependence or seeking to take by way of dependence, and the other one is seeking to control by way of an assumed authority. Right? The assumed authority of putting oneself in the parent role. The assumed dependency of putting oneself in the child role can, not always, but can, because I mean, it depends on how, you know, how it's taken, but it can or often does support control agendas of taking as the child or taking the control as the parent, you know, taking authority. As the parent and taking you know give taking the care or whatever one feels one should get as the child. And so it's not that those, I mean, one could see oneself as parent or as child without distortion. It would be held lightly then. But when it's held tightly, it's probably a sign of attachment to that, to those roles, distorted role formation, or the formation of a distorted role, or parent or child role associated with distortion, associated with some desire to take, either take care given as by the other while I'm a child, or take control and authority over the other while I'm the supposed parent. So yeah, those dynamics play out for sure. Right. Yeah, in fact, both positions are associated with entitlement. There's the child role entitled to care, endless, you know. Because, I mean, I'm familiar with this. There are a lot of people who just want to keep taking. They want to take and they want to take and they want to take and you got it, bro. You said it. Endless. I mean, I'm familiar with some people who are like, I need more and I need more and I need more and I need more and I mean, you know, it's a new day and more for you to do for me. It's a new day. It wasn't yesterday. You did that yesterday, but how about today? And so there's the endless entitlement, or potentially endless entitlement, associated with that a rigidly held child identity role. And then there's also a potentially endless entitlement associated with the rigidly held parental role, entitled in that case to control and authority and sovereignty over the other who's seen as a child. And yet it doesn't have to be that way. I mean, I could see a great teacher like Louise, Dr. Louise sees Clarencio or whoever that was, and say and feel naturally like a child to them. Or feel compassion naturally as a father, mother, but not be attached to that role, identity, to that identity role. So it's not that it has to be of distortion and control taking and entitlement, but it often is. Yeah, absolutely. It is very much a distortion of the very fact of progressive development or role. And so, yeah, absolutely. Many people have a bad taste for hierarchy, or hierarchy gives a bad taste in the mouth for most people because of the control-based hierarchy associated with domination that characterizes most human institutions or social organizations. They are hierarchical. Based, you know, as supportive of a control mechanism from the top down. While it doesn't have to be, the alternative is soul evolution based hierarchy, which is basically to the greater in love wisdom, which means harmlessness and clarity and non and harm and you know non-interference and non-controlling, to the greater developed in non-controlling harmlessness. Kindness, freedom appreciating, wisdom clarity, goes the greater authority or responsibility in the social organization, in the sense that, you know, Gautama had the final word on everything, and a guru does too, in a community or a sangha or ashram. And if that being is truly more advanced in love wisdom, it's right and good for everybody that they have, they're at the top of the hierarchy or they have authority, because they do know better, and a lot of people know better than us. So people more evolved know better than us, and they're morally better than us, or their function of love, harmlessness is more developed than us. But that's not the way it, hierarchy is formed on Earth in these societies, for sure, historically. Yeah, it's a very big topic. So the question is about the pendulum swing or intense, very intense catalyst and strong emotional charge, and what feels like a mini crisis in life as associated with some great release, great healing, transformation, initiation, making a significant leap forward in evolution. I think, I know, I refer you to the chapters called Shattering Armor, and I did a couple of talks on Shattering Armor as in Universal Vision. There has to be, you know, the decomposition of the old, or disintegration of the old, to make way for the new. And traumatic catalyst, with its attendant emotional charge, crisis, and upset, and the difficulty, usually is associated with that kind of, you know, emotional armor shattering or defensive structure shattering to make way for a new configuration of energy. It's very similar to what Ross said in terms of the healing done in the King's Chamber, I believe, of the Giza Pyramid, where the adept in the chamber with the person to be healed, the healer, the priest, priestess, whatever, facilitates the temporary interruption of the electromagnetic fields of the person associated with the energetics of that portion, that position in the pyramid, to end the old and begin the new, and that there is a temporary suspension, cessation, interruption, pause, breakdown, non-functioning of the current way before a new energetic, circulatory, pranic circulatory field is established, and therefore new way of thinking or new way of being. So I think that it's similar to that, that there has to be, that there's a breakdown of the old to make way for the new, associated with both pranic circulatory rearrangement, reestablishment, and felt by the conscious mind as a kind of emotional crisis or a dark night of the soul or something. And even if we don't really feel we handled it too well, some gain was made. Some distorted patterning in mind and etheric circulation has been finished, has been replaced by a more love light filled new way of being and feeling and seeing and responding. Even if we feel like we didn't do too well, or we, you know, kind of limped, bedraggled through it. So I think that that's associated with taking quantum leaps forward in evolution during a life. And that really is also one of the means by which higher self facilitates karmic precipitation, meaning the arrangement of circumstances by which we're going to be facing particular intensive, painful catalyst that feels like a crisis, and we don't really do so well even, or may not do so well in, yet that, in a certain way, forces out distorted patterns in mind associated with distorted pranic, you know, love, light, etheric energy, intelligent energy circulation patterns, or chakra relations. So I think that that's related to what you're saying. The gold of green, blue, indigo, or spiritual consciousness, or spiritually, you know, love, wisdom, informed awareness. Yeah. Well, it's, you know, life as alchemical working, incarnation as an alchemical working in the transformation of lead to gold, equaling lower triad blockage attachment to fourth, fifth, sixth chakra, love, wisdom, non-dual awareness, deep spiritual self-empowerment, gold. And so from the lower to the higher is clearing, is a transmutation, transubstantiation. It's a life crisis as catalyst for transubstantiation, spiritual initiation, awakening, transformation, much done in a short time. Through the fire of suffering and emotional pain, if not physical pain. And that's the thing about the path, is that higher self really has a big bag of tricks, like Felix the cat, and really can, you know, pull out of its bag of tricks all sorts of options for program catalyst that really forces evolution. Now, that could be seen as an infringement. It's done in a non-infringing way, meaning based on the merit of the person and the time factor in terms of where they're at in any particular life in the series of lifetimes and where they ought to be in future lives, in terms of relative evolution of the seven rays, higher self can really set up situations in which the person has no way out but to evolve. There's no option but evolution, and it's going to be very painful. And that's what happens when the person has avoided voluntary transformation for a long time or in certain ways. So, a particular type of higher self intervention or influencing in an incarnation associated with programming catalyst. So, and it usually comes, and it's definitely associated with shattering armor. So, okay, well, thank you everybody for being here. All very interesting, and I hope you're all well. See you next time, and good night.